This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, challenge number 34. From our palatial penthouse studios on the outskirts of Atlanta. It's the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge. Chance for you to test your music knowledge. Can you identify songs after hearing only the first great opening notes? Well, this week we have something completely different. Of course, some trivia, some nuggets of information about each of our featured songs. Yeah, something really different this week. These are, of course, as we always have, clues and answers that you would have heard if you played along with our live interactive music trivia shows on Saturday night, courtesy of the Trivia Factory. We do it at bars and restaurants around the Atlanta area, but we know not everybody lives close enough to be able to come out and play with us, or maybe you just you do live and play trivia with us, but you missed on Saturday night, so we try to bring you, by way of a podcast, the clues and the answers that you missed, or maybe you were there and want to hear them again. Something a little bit different. We've done this before during the music bonus questions during the live trivia shows, but I've never done a podcast with them. Tonight, all of our songs are TV theme songs, and we asked our players on Saturday night to identify the TV show the songs were from. Are you ready? We'll give you the year that the TV show premiered, and show number one. It premiered in 1964. Show number two, from 1982. TV show number three, from 1990. TV show number four, 1991. And show number five from 2005. So there are the clues, and your answers are coming up. From time to time, people will ask me about the trivia and where we get the information that we read when we give the answers. In just a few minutes, we'll give you a little bit of nuggets of information about each of the theme songs or the TV shows that they came from. A number of places, the internet is a wonderful place. And there are a couple of places that our staff of crack researchers go to immediately to be able to dig up this information. We always start, of course, at everybody's favorite, Wikipedia, which really has a plethora of information on. I don't know what we'd do without it. But there are a couple of others. One of my favorite places to start with are the artist bio pages or their own personal websites. Many, many of the songwriters, the producers, and the artists have their own websites, and they have a lot of information. There is IMDb, which often gives us some insight into the music, especially if it came from a movie or a TV show. Another favorite is a website called songfacts.com. And they have literally hundreds of pop and classic rock songs and other genres as well, and information about how they came to be written. And not to leave out books, often we'll refer to books. One of my constant companions when writing the podcast is the books by Joel Whitburn. For many, many years has been sort of the expert in the Billboard music charts. He has been writing books and putting them out for, I don't know, 20 or 25 years, maybe even more about that. The one I have at my side right now is his Billboard book of top 40 hits. 1955 to 2000 is one that I look at a lot. And there was also another book that came out, actually a series of two books by the author Norm N. Knight. They were called the Rock On books. There was an early version covering the 50s and 60s, and then he came what he at the time called the Modern Era of Rock and Roll. I think that was the second book. But anyhow, lots of good information there. So that's some of the source material that we use when we write the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. Let's get to the answers. What say? How about hit number one for us this week was from 1964. It premiered and it ran for a couple of years. 70 episodes they produced of The Munsters. Well, the Munsters were over on CBS and ran concurrently with another show of the same ilk, The Addams Family, over on ABC. The Addams were a well-to-do family, while the Munsters were more blue-collar-ish. But the Munsters had some bragging rights because they had higher Nielsen ratings. The show aired in black and white on CBS, but it was canceled in 1966 after the ratings dropped, largely because of a new show over at ABC, which was in full color, and it was called Batman. Second show premiered in 1982. The theme was by Gary Portney. It was called Where Everybody Knows Your Name. And it was the theme from Cheers. Gary Portnoy is a singer-songwriter from New York, and he not only wrote the theme from Cheers, but also has the distinction of writing and singing the theme from Punky Brewster. And he also composed the theme to the TV series Mr. Belvedere. Portney and his co-writer on the song, Judy Hart Angelo, were composing the score to an off-Broadway musical when the producers of Cheers heard their opening number for the musical. They wanted to use the song as a theme for their new upcoming sitcom, which would be Cheers. However, the producers of the play wouldn't release it. So Portney and Angelo set out to write a new theme for Cheers. Their first two attempts were rejected, but eventually Where Everybody Knows Your Name was finally selected as the theme song for the new TV series that, of course, went on to become a classic. And by the way, Portnoy received an Emmy nomination for Cheers, as well as six consecutive ASCAP awards for the most performed television themes of the year. Show number three. Premiered in 1990, it is still on the air. The theme was written by Mike Post to one of the longest-running TV dramas ever, Law and Order. Well, Mike Post won his first Grammy at the age of 23 for the best instrumental arrangement on Mason Williams' hit song, Classical Gas. One of his first TV jobs started when he was 24. He was the musical director for the Andy Williams show. And his TV theme credits go on and on and on. Just a few include News Radio, Hill Street Blues, The A-Team, Magnum P.I., Chips, Doogie Howser, M.D., Quantum Leap, Remington Steele, and many, many more. By the way, the theme was written for the original Law and Order series, which, of course, was the beginning of the franchise that spun off several other series. Here in the U.S., every spinoff uses the same theme music as the original, although they do have different arrangements. Well, TV show number 4 featured a theme song that included sounds of power tools and the grunting of star Tim Allen. Yeah, it's the theme from Home Improvement. Well, the Home Improvement theme song was composed by Dan Folliart, who, in addition to Home Improvement, also penned the themes to Roseanne and Bosom Buddies and Carol and Company, just to name a few. His work has been recognized with a number of awards and Emmy nominations. The state of Oklahoma, where Folliart was from, commissioned him to write an orchestral piece for the centennial of the Land Run of 1989. The result was Oklahoma Trilogy. It is a tribute to his boyhood home state and is still performed throughout the state. And our final TV show and theme, well, the song is called Cozy in the Rocket by the British artist Pazzap. And for the first 2 seasons, it was the theme from Grey's Anatomy. Well, Pazzap is from England and is actually made up of a pair of musicians, Kareem Klossman and Galia Duran. They are sometimes referred to as an experimental electronica band, and they have been credited with inventing a musical style known as toytronica. It's a form of electronica music that's made with toys and toy instruments. The band often uses toy guitars, flutes, and a chicken that they named Brunhilde. Well, there are your 5 TV theme songs and the shows they belong to. Hope you enjoyed it. We always appreciate your feedback. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. Show notes are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net, and you can follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/jimdriscoll. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing along. We'll see you next week. We do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.